Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday worldwide transition. And I say that on purpose because I'm here in New York City and a lot of people are awake, a lot of people are aware of what's happening, but others are under this total scientific takeover that is transitioning us from a human family and from the way we've been biologically designed by God into this artificial system. You see more rainbow flags than you see American flags, and that's a symbol of the globalist transhumanist UN takeover. I went down to the United Nations yesterday, and even though I'm aware of the New World Order's takeover, you would think more than most people, I was blown away by the signs they had there saying, soon you won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. Soon, you won't have families anymore. And science will take control of all life on Earth, including the weather. And so it is a total scientific dictatorship declaration of war. And under this tyrannical science, you are not allowed to question anything they do. They are the science, and you will bow down to the tyrant. So it's like I said in the film Endgame that I made 14 years ago. It's a world where the science of tyranny is law. There's different schools of science and thought, but the classical Western science that goes back to the Greeks 2,300 years ago is now being replaced with this modern transhumanist system. I want to talk a lot about it here in the first hour today because everything else is window dressing. I also went to the Pfizer headquarters. They had similar revolutionary statements up, and it all sounds like Klaus Schwab wrote it, because Klaus Schwab did. He used to head up the United Nations Sustainability Operation. When you hear the word sustainability, that means they're going to put you under siege, cut you off. And they even on the side of the UN, a building had these huge posters here in New York that said, soon you won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. And my camera guy goes, what's a commune? And I go, it's like being in boot camp for the rest of your life. You're in a dormitory, women are in a different area, men and women are segregated, your children are taken away from you if you're even allowed to have children. It's just truly a nightmare scenario. Facebook's pushing it, Twitter, all of them. This is a real revolution. But it's beyond communist. It's a transhumanist revolution. And I just saw articles on Infowars.com where in the UK, the US, Australia, it's all the same. They're setting up, even at the famous Oxford, the birth of real classical modern free speech, where the newspaper, one of the oldest student newspapers in the world, has a group of woke students, of course, who are self-appointed, that the university says will give all the orders and who will proofread and allow what is to be published or not, and will also put notes in the newspaper about what's bad and what's hurtful and what's evil. So this is, again, the plan is everything's pre-approved. They wage war on language. They had Esperanza at the United Nations in the 60s and 70s where they thought they would get rid of all the individual languages and make you have one language. But that didn't work. People liked their languages. And so Esperanza, the mix of English, Spanish, German, and Chinese, Japanese, it never took off. But now they can destroy the language by claiming all of it's evil and hurtful and bad and bring in all these pronouns and cult programming. This is a very scientific plan. We've got a lot of other big news today as well. As you can see, I'm here in New York. If you're a TV viewer overlooking Central Park, Owen Schroyer will be hosting the second and third hour. I'll be hosting a lot of this hour as well. Owen, tell folks some of the things you're focused on.
Well, Alex, quite frankly, the news that I have to cover today, I'd like you to cover it with me because it's just so over the top. We now know that the Biden administration is actively covering up intelligence that COVID-19 was a Chinese bioweapon. They're actively doing that. And as you reported 10 years ago, they're now making police boards that are just all liberal leftists. They're now going to be deciding who gets to be a police and who doesn't.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about both. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar. So much for joining us on this live Monday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be here for the next 4 hours on this June 21st, 2021 transmission. I want to be very, very clear here that everything we've ever talked about on air has basically already now come true, and that's not because we were even that smart, but we understood the globalists actually were in partial control of the planet. Now they're attempting to get full control, not just of all the corporations and military, but of our bodies themselves. The final frontier is to be able to play God as mad scientist. And what I've seen in New York City has been very paradoxical. A lot of people are awake and are upset about what's happening, but a lot of other people are like zombies and are just caught in the throes of this anti-human takeover, this eugenics depopulation takeover wrapped in a rainbow flag. And so that's what this evil is coming at us in a non-threatening, sparkled unicorn outfit, but it's actually deadly, deadly dangerous. And they are moving ahead at laser-like speed just to overwhelm us. They know the program they've launched is unpopular. They know what they're doing is being opposed across the world. They know their operations behind schedule, but they are moving really quick. Now, the central control system to all of this is the fact that Big Pharma and the mad scientists that run the world are really the people that are in full control of this system. And everything else flows out of that. And so Fauci talked about how Trump would be challenged by a deadly virus. The UN drilled and prepared to use a virus for world government. They did all the preconditioning in the news with the movies and the shows. They bought off all the major national health departments to be prepared. They pulled the wild viruses out of the wild. They integrated them together into a new virus to create fear. And then they preconditioned the public and then rolled it out. So we know that it didn't just come from the lab, as we told you 16, 17 months ago. We now know that it was always planned and done by design. So I really like Rand Paul. He's a great guy, but he's still on Fox News with the big news. Well, it looks like it probably came out of the lab. So we can't even get from it's man-made when all the science shows it is to the fact that it was released on purpose to create the fear, and they wanted it to be artificial so that when scientists looked at it, they would get really, really scared of it when it's not a very dangerous strain of real super strains they've made. And I want to be clear, new COVID versions, not the new ones they're scaring us with on the news. Oh, we got to keep you locked down because of this variant or that variant. They're getting you ready in the future when they release super deadly variants that are in the same family of cooked up virus that you will then basically accept permanent martial law, staying locked in your house while the economy collapses around you. That everyone's going to be formed into community work brigades in communes There's posters all over the UN, all over Pfizer, all over the streets. New York is a fortress of globalist evil, even though a lot of the people are awake. And they're just everywhere announcing it. It's like living in a body snatcher movie or something. And people are like in this daze, just walking and just chirping that they love, you know, the New World Order, basically. And you can palpably see it and feel it. And it's all the end of humanity. These leftists all look like some type of satanic spider sucked their soul out. And you can see the people that are awake, race, color, and creed. They have light in their eyes. They love God. They're awake. And those that have been taken over, it's like they're sleepwalking, old and young, just like, oh, what? And so this really a spirit of evil is upon people in these cities where they've got full control and are able to, I believe the 5G and the studies show it, are able to manipulate their minds even further and keep people in a trance-like state. I mean, this is really a scientific takeover. And it's the globalist playing God. But the huge news that Owen Schroyer's got, that now we know, Biden said 2 weeks ago in 30 days, so now that's another 15 days away, that he will tell us whether it came out of the lab or not. When the same group is running that cover-up, that ran the cover-up a year and a half ago, and you've got Peter Daszak, of course, now we learn, working with Google to cover all this up and working to weaponize viruses with Fauci directly. So it's all one big, sick, evil club. Facebook's heavily invested. They all are. Because if you're going to be invested in a genetic takeover, you've also got to control all the different facets of news and information. You've got to be able to censor. So that's why they were confident enough to launch this attack. They thought that they would keep it secret that it came out of a lab, but so many whistleblowers came forward, like I told you months ago. Now they admit it's whistleblowers that didn't want to be implicated or go to prison. And now a lot of their own people realize this is about depopulation. Daszak is a big depopulationist. All the top managers are, but the mid-level people are like, whoa, this is really real. This isn't just to save the earth or, you know, create deadly weapons. So in case somebody else makes them, you know, we've got a parallel project. Or even those that sign on to depopulation, now that they see it's going to be them and their family as well, and that everybody's going to be affected by this, they're having second thoughts. So that's why we've got to stay on air as everything we talked about unfolds, as our credibility goes up. We're not supposed to be on air right now. We're supposed to already be forgotten about in memory hole, but thanks to you, we're still here. Because as they ramp this thing up, we need to be there talking directly to people in the system, at the FBI, at the NSA, at these private corporations, at big tech, and saying, is this really what you want for you and your family? Because this is a dystopia we're being taken to, not a utopia. I want to say this again. We have footage that I won't be able to air for a couple days because there's so much of it. It's so incredible. I'm going to really do it some justice. But let's just say I've shot hours and hours of footage, probably shot 3 hours of footage. All of it's powerful. You saw 4 minutes of it last night when I went to Jeffrey Epstein's compound. That's a powerful little 4 minutes. That's unedited, one take, me out there talking about it right in front of his place. I've shot hours of that at the CFR, at the UN, at Pfizer, at other facilities. I'm going out today to shoot more, and I'm doing some big interviews. So just incredible time to see all this unfolding, but we've got to stay here. You've got to keep us here, because I realize how critical we are together, this whole InfoWars family, because people are listening on the inside, a lot of them, and we're helping decompartmentalize them. That's my power. That's our power. People are always asking me, who are your sources? You know, how do you know all this stuff? And it's not about bragging. It's about understanding that I've read so much source material, studied these people so long, and also have a lot of great guests on that can also reverse engineer all this, like Dr. Francis Boyle and others, that I know what they're doing. I'm my own source. I can put all the pieces together. And so I advise a lot of former intelligence agency heads, not just a few of them. I advise heads of state government overtly and privately. And, I mean, Bolsonaro's son reached out and said, come down here. You help wake my dad up. Wake me up. We want to have you here. I haven't had a chance to go down there. It's not about bragging. It's about you knowing why InfoWars is so special, because I'm able to really change worldviews and very important people, because they know, how does he know all this? How does he know all this? And I'm this is secret. I go, no, it's not. Here's where the globalist pre-programmed and got it ready and then made it secret when it goes operational. But the preparation and building is almost always public. And all intelligence is transparent because it's happening in the real world. And so our credibility is just incredible thanks to the prayers and support and the rest of it. We've got to stay on air now because we've got to be here to decompartmentalize people in the system so they know how dark this tunnel is we're going down and so we can turn back. Oh, and start getting into the big story here with Biden suppressing that it was a Chinese bioweapon with the globalists, with the UN for a worldwide power grab. And that's really the big next shoe to drop.
Well, that's it exactly, Alex. And they know that this is inevitable. And what you had was a high-ranking Chinese defector. This guy was on the highest levels of the People's Republic of China's intelligence agencies. And he gave the U.S. government over 2 terabytes of information. And for people that may not be computer savvy, that's basically 2 entire computers. Like if you had a computer in a lab, just you put all your data on there and processed all of it. It's like he turned that over and nobody's even hearing about this. The mainstream news isn't reporting this. Top-level Chinese defector saying, look, here's all the data out of the lab. Here's their bioweapons experiments. Here's the Chinese military involved in the Wuhan lab. Here's all the data. And the FBI and the DIA have had this intelligence for months, Alex. For months, Alex. And they are sitting on it because they know, like we've reported, Fauci's involved, Obama's involved, Google's involved, Facebook is involved. So they have to cover all this up. While they're sitting on the biggest intelligence that's just raw data from a Chinese defector saying this was indeed a Chinese bioweapon, here's all their other bioweapons research, and the Biden administration, the FBI, sits on it.
And remember, well, we're going to come back and talk about this. This is a key. I want you to read that whole article on air when we come back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Imagine it broke over a week ago, exactly what we told you. Over a week ago, it came out that the equivalent of the head of the Chinese CIA had given 2 terabytes of material to the U.S. government because this individual understands it's a war crime to release a bioweapon like COVID-19. Now, there's been a total news blackout on this information. We've had it at InfoWars.com. It's been a Gateway Pundit. It's been in the Daily Mail. But it's all confirmed. And the fact that the communist Chinese military was in there with the UN, with Gates, with Fauci. And from day one when they released this, Fauci and Gates always said China was good, America was bad. That their response was good, that our response was bad, that we should never reopen, that they should stay open. This is economic warfare by the globalists. But there are other camps that are aware of this that think this is wrong and are standing up. But other whistleblowers are coming out. That's why you've seen the former head of the CDC, the former head of the NIH. That's why you've seen all of these individuals, including now from the FDA, come out and say, yes, this is horrible, this is evil, because they know it was a serious crime that was committed. And if they don't get out ahead of this, they're going to be held responsible when this all comes out. So this is a big, big deal, folks. And I want to explain something. We didn't pull it out of a hat a year and a half ago and then just turn out to be exactly right. It's well known what happened at Chapel Hill. It's well known what Obama did, how he expanded these bioweapon labs. The scientists in the U.S. protested and said we should not be taking already dangerous pathogens and making them where they can spread to humans. There's lots of zoological stuff we can get sick from animals, but most of it isn't airborne. So why are you making it airborne? Why are you making it where it can deliver into the human body? That's a crime. Punishable by death, by the way. And I'm not calling for killing people. I'm saying that's what the federal law is, and that law makes sense. So it makes it that much more crazy when Frank Figliuzzi is the FBI official spokesperson for the media. He does the official FBI show. It's on the NPR this morning. Saying I'm under criminal investigation. Saying Roger Stone, we need to be arrested. Saying 2 weeks ago we need to, quote, what was the exact words he used? We need to attack Congress, members of Congress, for radicalizing the people and need to take out their terror networks. And then now that's the official U.S. government policy of Joe Biden. So while his son's selling art for $500,000 to $1 million apiece as a money laundering operation for his dad for payoffs, and while the borders are wide open and Biden's human smuggling children by the tens of thousands a week, hundreds of thousands a month total now, while all this is going on, Frank Figliuzzi is tweeting yesterday, Alex Jones and Roger Stone are under criminal investigation. He says, yes. He's so happy about it. Again, I'm not concerned about being indicted for something I didn't do. I'm concerned that the official FBI has their spokesperson, that's what he is, on CNN, on MSNBC, on NPR, on Twitter, licking his lips. Looks like Avenatti with a wig up there to get me. Instead of the communist Chinese, the bioweapon that's killed millions of people. Because some of us go, oh, there is no such thing as viruses, and oh, this isn't real. They're allowed to have their opinions all day, folks. I've been growing up, had somebody sick, cough on me, and I got sick. Viruses are real, bacteria are real. If you're healthy, you can deal with them. The point is that it's a real virus they made, and it's only one generation. They've got much more destructive ones. And that's what Senator Paul keeps warning about. Why are we doing things that don't have 0.1% kill rate, like COVID-19, which is still bad enough? Why are we making things that kill 14-15% of people that get it? Hell, they've got mousepox they tested on other mammals that has like a 90% kill rate. Oh, yeah, they got stuff that'll freaking eat the paint off your house and give you a permanent orange afro. That's a quote from some movie with Bette Midler. I forget the name of it. But, I mean, this is deadly serious. So, I want you to get into those articles at InfoWars.com. Read about this guy and the fact there's a blackout on this. And remember, I told you months ago, this is coming out about the lab because of whistleblowers. They've got to get ahead of it now because the stonewalling is collapsing. So another big victory for humanity. But meanwhile, the FBI is not trying to stop Chinese spies. They're literally on the FBI spokesperson that hosts the FBI's radio show, licking their lips about trying to have Owen and myself and others arrested for the fiasco at the Capitol and saying Congress people wanted that to happen when we were about to get a vote for a 10-day investigation. That's the last thing we wanted to have happen. But oh, now it's like, oh, he might have talked to a Russian. That was never. Now it's like on TV, like Owen said last night, we're not sure that someone that was in D.C. that week at the Ellipse might have talked to a congressperson. So if you went and talked to a congressperson a mile and a half away while there was a speech being given, Figliozzi and all these people say you should be arrested as a terrorist. So now it's not talking to Russians that gets you arrested. Of course, none of that was true either. Now it's, oh, the Congress people are talking to other patriots. We better not talk to each other or the FBI will get us. I mean, how disgustingly corrupt. How archetypally evil. I mean, talk about thugs. Talk about political intimidators. Talk about the KGB, the NKVD. This is it, Owen.
Well, and that's the danger is once people like this with this type of psychology that have a will to dominate you, you know, you meet a bunch of different people in life. Some people are driven by success, by wealth, by family, by friends, by love, whatever. These people are driven to dominate you. That's their entire will, is to dominate you, and they're mad scientists at the top. And all these things are just the pillars that hold it up, Alex. So there's been a lot of developments on this story, and what it really comes down to is, yeah, okay, it was a Chinese bioweapon, but I think the bigger story here is, Alex, the Chinese clearly have infiltrated every major institution in the United States of America, including the FBI, including the White House, even under Trump. And that's what this story really proves more than anything, Alex, because if you go back to January 2020, and this even ties into Pelosi, Trump wanted to ban travel from China in January of 2020. I'm just going way back before I even get to the current timeline. And so all these Chinese spies, many of them posing as students at major universities, they somehow got the intelligence that Trump was planning on banning travel from China. So all these Chinese spies headed back to mainland China in January of 2020 when Nancy Pelosi went to Chinatown saying, oh, no, nothing to be worried about, nothing to be worried about, trying to run cover while Trump is trying to shut down China travel, trying to run cover so all the Chinese spies can get back to China. And so you had Democrats running that operation, trying to delay the travel ban, saying racism, so that the spies could all get out of town. And so that's why you say, oh, well, now why are they saying Trump was bad? He didn't ban it earlier. Why are they making a big deal out of COVID? But here's Nancy Pelosi saying, come dance in Chinatown. They were running an operation to get all the Chinese spies out. I mean, it's unbelievable. But here's what we learn now, Alex. Not only did the U.S. government have direct intelligence that this was a Chinese man-made bioweapon, they have also now been running cover to make sure that this information doesn't get out. So, I mean, again, every major institution has been corrupted by Chinese spies. The White House, the FBI, the DIA, all of it, Alex. I mean, this is like red flags, like alert, emergency alert.
And let's be clear, that's exactly why the globalists set up China to leverage us out economically and to allow them to be the muscle for the globalists. I don't even blame the Chinese. I want to be totally clear. I don't want war with China. I don't like the Communist Party that's in charge. The Chinese people are good people. But when I come back, I'm going to explain that the globalists have set up this whole conflict with China. There's got to be a way. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's 3 types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with 3 types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The truth is, there are a lot of really powerful different factions who all want global government, who all want to play God, who all want to legalize testing all sorts of horrible genetic engineering on the public, because they're selfish and want the fruits of that experimentation, life extension, immortality. And that's the holy grail of why they're doing all this, why they think they're God, and they see us just wanting to go play football or go watch TV and think we're idiots and deserve to die. The scientific elite, the mad scientists that run things, see us as animals. But what they need to understand is, in the process of them trying to play God, a lot of us aren't acting like animals. A lot of us do exercise our will. And we're not going to sit here and take what they're doing. Okay? And we're not going to take our free will being violated. We're not going to take the Nuremberg Code that just codifies our natural rights that are already there. And if they assault us with their biological pollution and their mad scientist crap, we're going to take back control of our governments. We're going to indict you. And we're going to have you found guilty. And then we're going to have you march up on a gallows. And we're going to open a trap door and break your damn neck. And I don't talk about killing people that tough. You need to stop killing people. You need to stop playing God. You need to stop pushing it. Because I am not going to sit here and watch you run rampant over everybody. You're going to end up getting killed. That's how this works. That's how you start wars. Remember, folks, we project our decency on the globalists. These are mad scientists who have been in these agencies like Fauci for 45 years that thinks he's God. And you see Fauci on the news again today. It's on InfoWars.com saying, questioning me is questioning science. You cannot question me. The essence of science is questioning. Well, he's not talking about the real science, ladies and gentlemen, of what temperature water boils at or, you know, the periodic table or the speed of light. He's talking about his scientific dictatorship and the world he's establishing and going through. So I want to read through some of that article because we covered it some last week. It's gotten almost no attention. Next week's news today, the fact that they have this defector and Biden's trying to figure out how he wants to use this against China to get out from under their full control, because he's been a Chinese agent, but without burning up his networks. Well, we want it all out to burn up Gates politically, to be able to go after Fauci legally and lawfully, so all the rest of these mad scientists get the fear of God into them. Let's just remember, keep hammering this. 6 years ago, it was in hundreds of publications. I had top scientists on. I had Dr. Boyle on at the time, saying they've got 14 level 4 bioweapons labs that we know of in the United States and a bunch of other places doing level 4 type stuff that is illegal. And it's dangerous as hell. And it's going to end up getting out. And that's what's happened. I mean, they had a hurricane in Florida 20 years ago, and one of those little tiger fish, or two of those tiger fish got out, and now they're all over the Caribbean killing all the other fish like cockroaches. Well, that's a fish that got out and is causing all sorts of problems. This stuff is out of control. And if they can release this stuff and then be the saviors and control the narrative and censor everybody, they're going to do more of it. This is just the beginning of the psychotic Great Reset. I'm going to say this again. I have footage of that cameraman sitting 10 feet from me shot yesterday that even blew him away, and he's not even really political. And my crew, who were a bunch of off-duty NYPD, they were blown away. Because they're smart guys, but just average guys who aren't even trying to be political either. They're like, what is this? It says we're going to live in communes, and it showed where you live in a commune, and it's in a cage. It's in a dirt bunker. And it says you will live in a commune. And it says you will own nothing and have nothing. Whenever we show that video, that's from the UN. So this isn't a game. And I see how domesticated and how passive and how weak the general population is and how emasculated they are. And then how the women are trying to act all empowered and, you know, walking around like they're the men when they're all just idiots manipulated by the globalists, chemically in utero, hit with chemicals to emasculate men, which is now mainstream news. So this is just a disaster. It's an apocalypse. But we're going through the process of awakening, and the minute we awaken and say no, that's it for the globalists. So in the time we've got left, get back into this big defector, and then I want to segue into that other news that you brought up, and also the social war that's the other side of the equation, because this whole takeover of the family, takeover of free speech, takeover of the churches, everybody's got to lower whatever their flag was and hoist up that rainbow flag that, again, if Hitler would have had a rainbow flag, he would have won. No, I'm not joking. If he'd have worn a pink suit, he would have won. If he'd had lipstick on, people wouldn't take him seriously, he would have won. These people have camouflage. In fact, I ought to do a piece where I dress up in a rainbow outfit and, you know, chop people up with hatchets. And, I mean, not for real, but theoretically. Because, I mean, if I stabbed you with a knife that had a rainbow blade, would it be okay? If that had a black blade, it's more scary. Or Darth Vader's big, tall, and black, and he looks ominous. What if Darth Vader was rainbow colored? well, you know, and he said, I'm going to stick my lifesaver in you. It's gay. And you're like, but I don't want to die. And he goes, but it's gay. Like Tim Cook. Like, I run death camps. I'm gay. You understand how that works? They literally hide their whole corporate evil behind this stuff. Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's just incredible that we're witnessing this, Alex. And like you said, it's hard to say it, but as soon as people realize this, and this is why they're so scared of January 6th, I mean, Americans are going to be turned into savages when they realize what's been done to them, what's been done to their family, what's been done to their country. And that's why they're so panicked over that tiny little uprising on January 6th. It's a tiny little inchcobibble of what America.
You're right. It was that image of a million people who weren't attacking the Capitol that if we would have wanted to take it, nobody could have stopped us and the country would be ours. Because they're the revolutionaries taking the country through fraud. And there they see the rightful Americans there of every race, color, and creed. It's that image that scared the hell out of them that if we really wanted to have an insurrection, we'd have taken the whole damn city. The government would have, quote, fallen to us. The military and police would have joined us instantly. But we didn't do it. So they tried to trick us into a limited level of that so we'd lose our power.
And I'm one of those people that likes, I like to play golf. I like to have a cold beer at a ball game. And so I don't want to see America turn into that. It's just, you know, when people realize what's been done to them, there's going to be a response. But so let's get into the story, Alex. And you see, here's why it's so important for us to talk about this and you to have your historical reference point, because you started at my final conclusion of just reading all these headlines, which was the way the globalists have set up the new global market, the new global economy under the global government is to have China with basically all the real blackmail against nation states, not Epstein running sex stuff, but no, China has 99% of the rare earth minerals. China has 90% of the world's manufacturing and production. Soon China will be the only source to even get energy out of at this rate, since it's all being cut off. So then it's like, oh, you can go to China as, let's say, as if Biden was a real guy, and he'd say, well, China, you have all these spies here, you know, we're kicking them out and we're going to take recourse. Well, China would just say, okay, fine, you're not getting any rare earth minerals, you're not getting any energy, you're not getting any manufacturing, so good luck with that. And then, of course, the Western leader would stand down. That would be a scenario if they weren't already compromised. But so, Alex, quickly here in the last 90 seconds, let me just kind of do the boil down here, and we can get more into this in the next segment. But it started with this story out of Red State. High-ranking Chinese defector has direct knowledge of several Chinese special weapons programs. Not only did he turn over terabytes of information to the federal government, the DIA, the FBI, the Biden administration, he was also whistleblowing that there were Chinese spies inside of all of these federal agencies as well. And now that we're learning new details, we're starting to connect the dots of where these Chinese spies are at, where their influence is being felt in the news, in social media, in the Democrat Party, in the Republican Party, in Congress, in FBI, in the rest of these things. And so here's just some of the follow-up stories. High-ranking Chinese defector working with DIA has direct knowledge of Chinese bioweapons programs. Why is the DIA covering that up? Chinese defector was shielded from FBI leadership and other agencies because of concerns that they are deep state entities who would try to bury the information. In other words, the Chinese defector knows there's Chinese spies in all of these agencies. And our people aren't even smart enough to figure that out. Chinese defector claims to have evidence that Chinese military coordinated creation and release of COVID-19. Yes, we know that now. Defector claiming Chinese military responsible for COVID-19 identified as top counterintelligence official. So that's the new one, is that it's now official. It's not a theory. Oh, this is a top. Maybe it's a top Chinese guy. No. He was one of the top ranking ones, Alex. We have terabytes of top Chinese bioweapons research in the FBI's covering.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Show about to bow out here and go to these reports. Owen Schlurs to take over. I wanted to get into the social war on our children. I know everybody knows this is happening, but when you're in a city like New York or San Francisco, you really see it. It is the culture. It is. You will give up. You're a man. You will give up. You're a woman. You will let our special boards control all speech. I mean, this is a dangerous, evil cult. And the people here don't want to be in it, but they're very weak. And they've been brought up and been to conform and been brainwashed. And people just have to start saying no to all this. But going back to this head of a major Chinese intelligence agency, their agencies are so secretive they don't even have names for them, giving them all the data. And that's because the infiltration goes both ways. When we hear the FBI doesn't want to know about Chinese infiltration, it's because the globalists set China up with 98% of rare earth minerals and everything else, where China's been allowed to operate above the law. And so there's so much investment there that it's like we're Siamese twins that are attached to each other. And that's how a global system works. It's how a takeover happens is, the old days, they'd have the daughter and the son of the two empires would marry, and that's how they would merge their empires. It's basically China's been set up to take the world over, not to empower other people, but to basically lower us to their level of slavery, to set that standard. The giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about so accurately back in 1992 has now come to fruition 21 years later, 22 years later, or I guess 30 years later. Man, time's flying. I'm getting older. Yeah, 28 years later. There you go. So, oh, and finish up with that, and I've got a few other big points I want to hit here. It's just that people need to realize this isn't well-meaning liberals. This isn't confused different projects and operations. This is you will live in communal homes. You will have nothing. You will own nothing. You will be sterilized to get your credit authorized, to get your social credit greenlit. That's why they're pushing reparations for black people. It has nothing to do with reparations for black people. It has to do with a universal basic income. Because once, quote, oh, black people are going to get a basic income, but that comes with strings attached of the inoculations and the control as they devalue the currencies. And so you'll sell your rights out for a couple $1,000 a month, but it'll be like a couple $100 a month when they're done. And so that's what's really happening is, again, a targeted transference of wealth, a targeted breakdown of egalitarian societies, a breaking of the social construct, of the social contract. And so this is organized scientific evil to take humans out of their natural environment, dumb us down, and basically make us obsolete. And they're using the whole liberal safety net nanny state as the cover for it, so it appears non-threatening on the surface. But they have gone full operational. I've said this 1,000 times, but being here in New York, I mean, staggering, staggering transhumanist Great Reset artwork is all over the place. The American flags are gone. The flag of the world government is up, the rainbow flag. But just finish up with that point, and then Owen, you had another big topic we were going to hit together, and then you're going to take over.
Well, there's just so much to get into. I mean, I've got these other stories just talking about what you're describing, the social engineering, where you now have Manhattan City Council members that are in dominatrix porn films. You also have the same groups that cancel 4th of July parades and fireworks now launching LGBTQ pride events. So, you know, it just shows you the agenda. But back to the story, Alex. You know, the Biden administration, the FBI, the DIA, and anybody who's involved with this Chinese defector right now, Dong Jinhui, the top Chinese official, the vice minister, secretary of Beijing, who is telling the U.S. government this was made in a lab, the Chinese military knew about it, they released it as a bioweapon, here's all their other bioweapon research. Well, all the corrupt officials and Biden, who's corrupted by the Chinese too, blackmailed by the Chinese with all his secret deals, they don't know what to do, because there's probably some good people in there, Alex, that are like, hey, we got this defector from China, he gave us 2 terabytes of information. And then they're probably scratching their heads like, why are these FBI officials, why are these DIA officials, why is the Biden administration stalling this? Why are they trying to cover up this rollout? And so, I mean, seriously, this guy needs to be, like, under suicide watch. Not because he's going to commit suicide, but because he could get Epstein at any moment. They have to cover this up, Alex. This is a bombshell.
Well, absolutely. And, again, this was done strategically to get rid of Trump. They released it out of Wuhan. We need to understand and let the Chinese people know, let the world know, it's not just China. Because they're going to try to say, oh, it's just China. No, this was done because it was outlawed in the U.S. Obama got in trouble. Good U.S. scientists, just like this whistleblower in China, said, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. You sure as hell shouldn't be doing it at a college laboratory. It needs to be outlawed. So Obama moved it. And listen, I talked to the people involved. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. A couple months ago, and I said, you will soon see Seth Rogen come out of the Washington Post and say Fauci's bad, and yeah, it came out of the lab, but that's going to be a limited operation to act like it was an accident or to act like it was just Fauci. No. It's the communist Chinese government with the corrupt elements of the U.S. government through the global government project of the U.N., the U.S. government, the Chinese government doing this to put the UN in place as the world government that dictates our medicine, that dictates the lockdowns, that dictates the contact tracers, to establish and transfer nationhood and power and elected governmental officials into a multinational UN unelected system controlled by corporations. So this is a corporatocracy. This is a fascist corporate takeover that's put all its eggs in the Chinese basket, that has pretty much already taken the world over, that now has multi-quadrillions in fake currencies. They're buying everything up at 50 to 100 times what its value because it's all worthless. And by the time that trickles down the inflation, it's going to devastate everybody, where we're left with no jobs, no security, no savings, inflated currency that doesn't work, and the globalists own everything, and they admit that's their plan. And hiding behind it are these big corporations that run death camps on China, but, oh, Tim Cook's gay, and there's rainbow flags, and all the major corporate spokespersons are black people, which, great. If normal, that was the case, okay, fine. Have every corporate ad be a black person. But AT&T's not black. Apple's not black. The New World Order's not black. The Xi Jinping, they hide, and they admit they're hiding behind it because the general public literally thinks that who the spokesperson is of something is who they are. If Hitler, I guess, would have hired if Hitler was alive today, he'd hire LeBron James as a spokesperson. Because Xi Jinping's as bad as Hitler, probably worse on a mass scale. But instead, the NBA just, through China, is their biggest sponsor now, controls LeBron James. So LeBron James says, I don't care if 3 million Uyghurs are in death camps. I don't care if 1 million Christians are in death camps. Because he's getting 20, 30, 40, 50 million a year in extra from just sponsorship out of China. And so here you got this big, 6'9" black guy who's literally the front guy for China. Why do you think Kim Jong-un wanted all these black players there over there with him in North Korea? These guys are smart, man, and they know that they see American culture supposedly black because the corporate media did that to hide themselves. And the Chinese and others know the U.S. has the best propaganda, so they go, oh, yeah, we're black, too. I mean, this is like if I put a black face on and went and robbed a bank and shot and killed 10 people, they'd say a black guy did it. But you go, well, you're setting blacks up. Well, they are setting blacks up. They're putting their whole agenda of world government, new world order, transgenderism, everything with a black face on it and a rainbow flag. And, man, they got people adopting that here in New York. I mean, I've never seen what I've seen here where the black men, all basically 80% of them, act like women, talk like women, and run around, doing that. And that's what people say, oh, Black Lives Matter is crazy, run by Soros. Where it says, we're going to get rid of the family, nuclear family, and we want black men to transition. You're like, that just sounds crazy. Let me tell you, they've done it. I mean, maybe not 60% of the black men I've seen, 80% of the young ones I've seen are trying to look and act like women. And man, I mean, it freaks me out. Because I know it's affected. And I know that they've been told, we will accept you, we will employ you, we will make you managers, as long as you don't have a woman, and as long as you act like you're a woman. Talk about the emasculation, talk about the enslavement. And I'm not here virtue signaling at black people. What they've done to black people, they're doing it to everybody. But I look what they've done to them being captured, going back 120 years ago with Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers right here in New York and all their psychological studies. And we're 120 years into this, and I see the result of it, Owen, and it is pure nightmarish death.
Well, that's why U.S. corporations go along with all of this, because they know that most of the goods that they profit off of are made in China. So they go along with it. That's why LeBron James goes along with this. He knows his shoes are made in China. He wants his movies to be in China. And that's why, when Kanye West was kind of reaching this new point, this new threshold in his career, he was like, wait a second, I don't want my shoes made in China. I want my shoes made in the U.S. That's when they started demonizing him. So you see, as soon as you don't want to be a part of this globalist new world order that screws the little guy, screws over your neighbor, all of a sudden you get attacked. You're the bad guy. Why? Because, again, China runs the media. I mean, it's just incredible, Alex, and that's kind of a low-level understanding of it, but that's the easiest one to consider.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.